Proclamation number 7152, dated the June 23rd, 1958. The Word of God, unadulterated truth. Why do humans hesitate to accept the pure truth? I herewith speak to those who reject spiritual knowledge purely because it was received in an unusual way, because it was not acquired through study or intellectual thought but clearly reveals that it flowed forth from a different source. Why do you value the knowledge you possess so highly that you are unwilling to let go of it? Who guarantees you the truth of this knowledge, which certainly was passed on from person to person time and again, but which was naturally also always subject to changes because nothing remains as pure as it was given to the imperfect human race in the past? Romans 1, the eternal truth, will always take care that the pure and unadulterated truth is conveyed to people, but, for the sake of their freedom of will, I cannot prevent this pure truth from being repeatedly spoilt. But it should also make sense to you humans that no guarantee can be given that it will be kept clean. Hence, each one of you should be able to understand that time and again I will make sure that people will be able to live in truth, and you should be grateful for this and longingly accept this truth as soon as it is offered to you. But what do you humans do? You are hostile towards those who offer you something very exquisite. You shake them off you like irritating insects and thus throw away the opportunity that I speak to myself and guide you into truth, as I have promised. You are satisfied with something that has become worthless, with nourishment which no longer contains any nutrients, for your soul is meant to mature fully during your life on earth and, for this purpose, needs hearty sustenance which only my word, which is the truth from God, can provide. If, however, it is offered food which no longer contains any strength whatsoever, the soul cannot possibly mature. And this food is the knowledge you traditionally adopted, of which you did not even once seriously form an opinion but which you diligently endorse as truth and ignore the pure truth from me, which is offered to you by my love time and again. Admittedly, as human beings you believe yourselves incapable of judging what is truth or error, and likewise deny this power of judgment to your fellow human beings and, therefore, insistently adhere to the knowledge you possess. But you forget that I myself, the light of eternity, want to bring light to you as well and certainly have the power to do so. But on account of your freedom of will my activity must take place within a natural framework, otherwise it would be easy for me to address you loudly and clearly from above and inform you of my will. And thus I repeatedly transmit the truth to you humans in an entirely natural way, as I have promised. For my word, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Single quote is also a confirmation of this, because only the pure truth is my word. If this is to remain, I must convey it to you over and over again in all purity, because people do not protect it from becoming spoilt. Because people change and distort both its words as well as its meaning as long as they have not awakened their indwelling spirit, and because this spiritual awakening has only rarely happened with those who deem themselves called to interpret my word. You humans move within a tangled mass of error. You usually merely hold on to words whose meaning you don't understand. Nor do you know the correlations, because the knowledge of this is only the result of the awakening of the spirit. Neither have you got the deep desire to hear your Father's voice, if you actually listen to the Word of God. It is more an involvement of the intellect than the heart, and I myself can only speak to you through the heart, thus my word bypasses your ears ineffectively. Besides, You can only receive the pure truth from me if you seriously desire truth, because then you will also desire to enter into contact with me as the eternal truth, because through your desire you also prove your love and your faith in me. Consequently, you humans, who reject the messengers wanting to bring you the truth, know that you are without love and without faith even if your mouth says otherwise. You know that your Christianity merely observes formalities, that it is not the living Christianity, otherwise you would have come alive and would also be able to speak of the working of the Spirit in you, that your thinking would then be guided right through the Spirit. Then you would also learn to distinguish between the pure truth flowing forth from me and the additional human walk, the teachings, which certainly originated from me once but which have become so distorted by people that they can no longer be described as my ward. But the fact that I constantly convey my pure word to you again ensures that you receive the pure truth, which can only originate from me, the eternal truth. For this reason you can only receive it again directly from me or be taught by those who receive it directly, for your fellow human beings will be unable to guarantee that they distribute truth if they gained the knowledge intellectually or adopted it according to tradition. You must always take into account that the truth will never remain pure as soon as it is guarded by imperfect people, unless they are enlightened by my Spirit. But they will also unhesitatingly condemn and denounce what does not correspond to the truth from me. The living water will always have to be drawn from the source. I myself, as the eternal truth, will always have to be the origin of the knowledge you humans ought to accept as truth, and therefore you will always have to establish the bond with me myself first if you want to gain possession of truth. But you can rest assured that it will not be denied to those of you who earnestly desire truth. Amen.